USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed the demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement. Regarding President Trump making that walk to the church, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was the right thing to do.
I'm glad the president went to St. John's Church. That's an historic church in our nation's capital city that arsonists and vandals had firebombed. And it was strong and powerful for the president to go there and say, we will not be cowed.
The Dow closed up 268 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A professor at the University of Alabama is instructing protesters as to how to successfully pull down monuments. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Egyptologist Sarah Persak specializes in ancient architecture and has gone on Twitter with instructions to protesters about the proper way to destroy monuments during the protest over the death of George Floyd. I spoke to reporter Alex Swoyer of the Washington Times, who first told us about the professor's advice on destroying an obelisk.
She was instructing and even drew a diagram in one of her tweets about how different ropes could be used to pull in different directions. And so she then, in all caps, said, you know, don't topple the Washington Monument, which I'm wondering if she's ever seen it because it is quite large.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting the country will lose nearly $16 trillion in GDP over the next decade due to the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Leading Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, are angry that President Trump posed for what they are calling a photo op in front of St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. Republican Congressman Doug Collins has a question for both of them.
Why would they not call out? Peaceful protests need to happen. That's part of our culture. It's part of who we are. And change needs to happen. But you cannot not call out Antifa and these agitators and anarchists who are in the middle of these peaceful protests who have now made them into something that is very damaging. You know what is damaging to our culture is when the people do not feel safe on the streets because people who want to use a death of someone to actually just go in and steal something. That's never should be allowed. Where is their outrage there instead of their outrage at a president that they thoroughly dislike?
The coronavirus is continuing to affect those in the music industry, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Elton John is among those having to lay people off because of coronavirus. With his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour suspended now, Sir Elton has furloughed his band until he's able to begin rescheduling shows. The Daily Mail estimating the rocker has lost $75 million because of those canceled shows. So far, Elton John has lost 34 shows in the United States, and with uncertainty surrounding the virus in the U.S., they say it's possible the remaining 48 shows for the second half of the year could be lost as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.